We have, you know, we still use some pesticides on city property. The vast majority of pesticides use on private property. So we've been working together with the University of Colorado, and Louise Chawla is here, and she will be at the workshop to talk a little bit about this joint effort we're making to try to educate the public about not using pesticides on their own properties. So here's my advice to you for working with local government. First is to really understand the local pest problems and what it takes to get those controlled. And understand the budget constraints that you're working with. A lot of non-chemical techniques are very expensive. So, like I talked about how much mechanical control costs, and transitioning to organic turf care is expensive at first, so it requires an investment. It saves money in the long term, but at the beginning, at the outset, you have to have your public and your elected officials willing to spend the money. If you say you're going to volunteer and pull weeds, follow through. Now, one of the things that's happening in Portland is when they were working with NCAP to do their organic pilot program on their parks, people stopped showing up. And when people stop showing up, you know, they have the other rest of the public complaining about weeds. And so show up. And it also takes a lot of staff time to organize volunteers. So if you're a nonprofit or if you have the ability to help organize volunteers, that would really help. Educate yourself and others about pesticide health effects so that you can make sure that your elected officials know about that. And be patient, because it takes time. And I know that when you know that these poisons are out in the environment, it's hard to be patient. But if you go in with a lot of demands, they can't change everything at once. And support progress. When staff goes to all the work to try to change things, support that. And, you know, because people become disheartened that they feel like they're not, like it's not, nobody cares what the work that they're doing. And persist. Don't give up. Keep trying. So we always remember the long-term success, and that you take a lot of little steps as you reach your goal. So thank you.